This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Fans have had a nasty shock when they discovered that match day tickets for the Ryder Cup in a day are going to cost 500 quid per day. Ronan McNamara is with us. He's a writer at Irish Golf Magazine. Ronan, how did this come as a shock to golf fans that golf is expensive?
Yeah, well, I think golf overall in Ireland is relatively cheap considering, but these tickets have certainly shocked people. Like, there's no real precedent for charging so much for a golf event in Ireland. You know, when you consider the Open came back to Portrush last year, and I think a day ticket might have set you back about €150. You know, the Irish Open, you can go for between 45 and €60. But I suppose where this has come from, when you look at the price of the Ryder Cup in Bethpage Black last year, just outside New York, where tickets were north of, I think, $700, I think was mooted. So this is the most expensive pricing for a European-hosted Ryder Cup. And yeah, it's taken a lot of people by surprise, but I think it will sell out. Like, our Irish fans have this priority window where they can get a first-come, first-serve access to tickets. So I think it will sell out despite all of the backlash. It'll pass like a sun shower, I think, Anton.
Now, can I just confirm that 500 quid, that's not 500 quid for the totality of the event, or is it? Is that 500 quid per day?
That's 500 quid per day for the match days, which are Friday to Sunday. And then a practice day ticket will set you back €89. And if you want to buy a weekly ticket, which is the Tuesday to the Sunday, which encompasses all the days, it'll set you back €1,999. And that's just for general admission.
People are going to spend €2,000 to watch golf for a week.
Yeah, I think they will. It's just, it's the way, you know, these bucket list sporting events are being marketed now. I mean, you look at the rugby, you regularly pay, you know, north of €100 for a ticket. I think tickets for when South Africa came to town in November were €160 for regular seats. You know, All Ireland finals are now, you know, at €100 for regular seats as well.
Two grand, Ronan.
I know. But like, this is the, if you charge them, you know, people will still come. You know, a lot of Americans will come over and pay for that. It's just par for the course, you know, pardon the pun. Once you pass this sort of Rubicon for charging so much, there's no going back. And sports fans are actually probably the most transparent of consumers. Like, you can market all these buzzwords you want, but, you know, we're great people at trying to part with our money, and we will pay large sums, you know.
Thank you very much, Ronan. Ronan McNamara, writer at Irish Golf Magazine.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.